whoever.
Oh, no, wait.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's always good. I like mushrooms, like the native Indians. They're like hallucinogenic amphibians.
I want to get some fucking ayahuasca.
First time, your call cannot be completed.
But I want to just technically, they extract the energy from it. Okay, yeah, but I want to.
Do you want the Listen, if electronics doesn't do anything, say I need, I was supposed to get transferred to jewelry anyway, can you transfer me to jewelry? So we get her again.
And just keep going back and forth all night.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Don't they hit 9-7 pound? And then we get the intercom.
It's 9-6.
Or 9-6, yeah.
I love this music. It's my favorite song.
Mine too.
Hey, Dakota.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I have 2 cell phone batteries in case my cell phone goes dead. It's 4 a.m. again.
Would you say you're ghosting a cell phone?
No. I didn't say that.
Ghosting cell phone. I'm still working 757. I can't wait to vacation. I'm going to fucking... It's like 10 cell phones.
You know, I think we should just call Walmart and actually put a hole so we have good background to the bridge. If you notice, we kind of like talk while we're in.
It puts us in the mood.
I could put the ABC Newswire on here, but it's kind of loud.
That's why I get my pussy.
Hey, hello! Can I talk to Jesus, please?
Yes, my son.
You bloody wanker! What makes you forgive me?
You don't deserve it.
Forgive me for that.
I will not. I refuse.
Well, this is Rick Electronics. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Dave from Lane 5. Hello? You fucker.
Hello, Walmart? Electronics.
Somebody messing with me.
Did they just put you on hold again?
Nah, I don't think that was real electronics, was it?
I don't know.
Ooh, this is my third favorite song.
Tonight on the Bridge Top 10.
For switch maintenance, press 1. For trunk positioning, press 2. For line assignments, press 3. For a waffle ticket, press 4.
For Motel 6, press 5.
To talk to seek a service agent, press 8.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, press 1.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, hang the fuck up and use smoke signals.
I wonder if the secret service had a good laugh about last night.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, please put your mouth together and try to whistle the DTMF into the phone. If you do not succeed, we cannot help you.
What time is it? Because I know electronics closes at midnight.
No, I called Arizona.
We're actually going to get the music forever then.
Tell me about one of the Linda's computers and it has a virus.
Dude, electronics is closed at midnight. I used to work at a Walmart.
Well, yeah, but it's only 9:43 there.
Oh, never mind.
Wait, what the hell time is it? East Coast.
You're a smart one.
Be like, do you have Quest for Glory? Ask for old games. Do you have Doom? No, they were supposed to have that. Walmart.
This is the Verizon Network Surveillance Center. Please select.
You are 3 feet, is it naturally going? I got the number. Who's that? I got that.
Have you been helped, sir?
Who's this? Is this Walmart?
Yes, it is.
What department is this?
This isn't a department. This is the switchboard.
What's the department to be likely to answer about this time of night? Please listen carefully. I'll take like baby supplies or something.
Baby supplies?
Yeah.
Washington area in Toledo, Florida, Prince George's, and Montgomery County, Maryland.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this Infants?
Yes.
This is John from the front lane. I'm in lane 5. Hello?
Yeah?
Are you able to page anybody today?
I haven't been able to.
Oh. Is there any way you could page somebody for me? I'm trying to get a price check on a remote control box.
On a remote control box?
No, remote control socks, like for your feet. Is there any way you can get on there and just say, like, price check for remote control socks on lane 5? So they'll come over and help me. I don't know how I got
the... Remote control socks?
Yeah, I don't know how I got the instance. That's trying to get to another department. I mean, I'm trying to pay somebody to come over here.
Do you think those might be in sporting goods?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure if you say remote control socks over the intercom, it would, you know, somebody come over here and help me. Like, remote control sock price check to lane 5.
I'll go to the sitting rooms and have them do it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been able to on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Call back so we can talk to somebody so we can hear it.
Okay.
Quickly.
Walmart Dickinson, how may I help you?
What could I have? Sporting goods.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
There was another one.
Okay, I'm getting sporting goods.
Walmart
hey, sporting goods?
Yep.
Hey, did they just page, like, over on the overhead pager for remote control socks?
What is it?
Remote control socks. Did you just hear that over on the all-store page?
No.
Oh. Because I'm at lane 5. I was trying to get a check on the surprise check for remote control socks. Because they're not scanning.
Remote control socks?
Yeah. Can you page from that phone there?
Yeah.
Because I guess we can't page from up here, because I've been trying and it won't work.
Okay.
Is there any way you can page for, like, just leave, like, price check on remote control stocks to lane 5, so someone will come and help me? Is that possible?
One second, okay?
Okay. Dumb. I don't even know why I'm bothering.
He probably walked over there to help you.
These people at Walmart aren't too bright, I've surmised, today.
Like, hey, Decoder.
Yeah.
I've got frontline assembly on there, front two. There's two craft words, the whole entire sprocket works.
Hello?
Sir?
Oh, yeah.
What are remote control socks?
I don't know. I've never seen them before, but they're up here. And there's no price on them. There's a UPC, but it's not scanning. I mean, I'm sure whatever department carries them now, they would, you know, call me up and tell me. Mm-hmm. If you could say it on the intercom.
You're on lane 5 in grocery?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me page the sitting room, okay?
Uh-huh. But you can't just page on the overhead?
Oh, no. My phone won't let me do that.
Oh, it won't all of a sudden? Okay.
Did you find the price yet?
Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to help this. I'm trying to get it for you.
Are you calling on a cell phone or?
No, I'm at the front lane 5.
Okay.
Who are you talking to?
Better much?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, I'm talking to some retard in sporting goods. Give me a second, man.
I'm your manager right now.
Yeah, I bet you're getting just paid the remote control, Fox, man.
Started, man.
Isn't there a button they can press to transfer you onto the fucking intercom?
No, not at Walmart.
Nope. Call
huh?
123.
She called Fred Meyers.
That doesn't work there anymore. We tried.
97 pounds? I mean, 96?
Yeah.
That transfers your call onto the intercom.
It won't work, though. We tried it.
Come on, sir. Call 123, okay? Sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Call number 123 on the phone, okay?
Okay. Hey, could you transfer me to fitting room, though?
Yeah. Hurry up, too. I'm freezing.
It's 96 pound, I believe.
I think the fitting room is 96 pound.
Nice try.
One, two, three.
Huh?
1, 2, 3.
How long have you worked at Walmart?
Star transfer?
Because I'm pretty new.
3 years.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. College didn't work out for you.
Who is this?
What do you have?
96 pounds.
I'm the guy that smokes weed in the store in the bathroom.
You'll never catch me.
I'm all in the meth and shit. I help little kids in the store find their toys, and I'm on the meth.
We've got a meth lab set up.
We can buy 5 bottles of ammonia.
We've got a meth lab set up.
My heroin addiction.
Walmart helps me shoplift.
I steal from Walmart to pay for my rent.
No, shit. Shoplift from Walmart. So I can't get my rent paid.
I'm the guy who makes magnetic strips on my library card and uses that on your little fucking customer slide through thing.
I'm running a meth lab up on the roof.
It is snipers in the building.
I'm the guy who's following you with my car on my laptop with my accessing your fucking wireless network.
Yeah, and there's a bomb in the toilet. I think it's an M80. Blow your O-ring out.
Hang on, I have a call waiting from Bin Laden.
I will accept the charges.
Sir, I'm hanging up.
This is a son of Bin Laden, I'm going to bomb you now.
What is wrong with AT&T operators that none of them have a sense of humor whatsoever? Has anyone ever gotten a cool AT&T operator?
Did you hear that one earlier?
Boxing. One time I was beta boxing and I had my red box. She's like, how much would this be? And she's like, $4 in a red box. And I'm like, so what's the problem? And she's like, sir, you're not even at a payphone. And I said, yeah, I am. And she goes, I know what that is. And I said, what? And she goes, a red box. And she started laughing. And she goes, kids haven't fun. And she hung up.
Fuck them.
The only nice operator, she got fired the next day for being too nice.
That's what
happens. Yeah, we're just going to beige box you to death.
I like my old operators. They're always cool. I said I talked to them for like a half hour about nothing. Only at night, though.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that one you thing you had. Like, I need some info on the SAS system. It's a little green box with orbs on the bottom.
Are you?
Hey, Dakota, what was that you were talking about, magnetic strip?
No, I
it's Dakota.
I thought Wimbo was still on there. I make my own magnetic strips and put them on my library card to use for the, customer fucking thing where you can slide your credit card through.
Well, what? Like,
sometimes I just put them on a piece of cardboard if it's thin enough.
So what? And what's the point in that?
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
And what's the point in that?
I don't know, no point really.
Just know it'll beep and be like, whoa, cool, I read.
It works, right?
The lady's like, sir, why do you have a cardboard credit card? Well, my other one broke and I caught up MasterCard and they told me to blow it up in the cardboard.
That's what I usually say.
But does it work?
You know what you do? You get on the IRC and you get the credit cards and you write them on a piece of paper and say, my credit card broke, all I have is a number and expiration. Sure, we'll charge the rest of your card.
I actually tried to do that today. I'm like, could I pay for my donuts with just the credit card number and expiration date?
I don't think they wanted to do that. That's where getting the imaginary strip and the writer comes into play and putting it on your library card.
Yeah, one time I bought like a pack of 50-cent cigars doing that. It was really cool.
Dakota, where'd you get the reader writer magnetic strip thing?
Go online. I carded it. With a credit card.
Two cards.
Take that. Oh my god.
Hey, I got this eBay account. I got this PayPal.
PayPal. Where they send you your shit and then figure out that fucking the credit card's no good. I want my stuff back.
Sorry, the name that you've requested does not live here. Sir, that name does not exist. Social Security number false, address false, phone number false.
Even though he's kidding, it was Weber's root beer. I tried one today. Damn it, it's hand-brewed root beer. It's the best freaking root beer on the planet.
I don't like root beer.
Oh, God. Oh, it tastes so good.
Yeah, you feel so far from me, don't you? You just pray for me.
Oh, my God. Thank you, it's done, mi amo.
Should I do it like that?
If you want.
Pork, you is dead, is that Milano?
Dude, they're gonna know it's a prank, but you don't care because they don't know you. But it's weird for me. I know that they're never gonna see me again, and it doesn't matter to me. But it's just like, I don't know.
Who? Me?
Never gonna see.
What? Whoever I'm pranking, who is that?
Hello?
It's Raz. He whistles a lot.
Ryan. Ryan! Hang on.
Who's there? How many?
Alright, there are two other.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
See? Easy peasy.
There's no extension?
No.
How do you find this?
They mentioned it randomly. They use it too, except they suddenly decide Decoder and the rest of them like using 435 better. For some reason, I'm yet to notice.
Uh-huh.
This one's more secure than that 435 one. And less toners, because nobody knows about it, but they like using the 435 one.
Yeah.
So have fun with that one voice bridge thing, or voice thing.
Well,
I never did anything with it, so they probably haven't shut it off or anything. They have, like, the oldest phone system in the world.
Which one? The Beehive?
My Provo Canyon School one.
Oh, I haven't called them yet.
I know. Yeah, I just gave it to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool though. Oh, like, is school open though?
It's open 24 hours a day.
I mean, for the summer though.
Oh yeah, they don't send the bad kids home for a break.
Not to mess with it in the morning.
Huh?
Not to mess with it in the morning or something.
You can always go on the overhead speaker and pretend to have a conversation with someone about losing those subliminal mind-controlling tapes. You're like, oh shit, I think I hit the pager. There's always so much you can do. I mean, the music you can play. I mean, anything, like cuss words, drugs, anything like that.
And they can't shut it off?
I don't think they can shut it off. I don't know if they can interrupt by someone else getting on. But, I mean, if someone else in the building picked up and hit *55, which puts them on the overhead, I don't know if it'll just boot you off or not.
Yeah. Huh.
Someone will have to call and, like, start to have a random, like, a nice conversation with one of the staff and, like, be able to hear all that shit. Just be like, hey, how's it going? I used to be there. You guys really helped my life. Then they hear, fuck you bastard, on the voice thing.
Yeah, we used to do that with Fred Myers. We'd get on and talk to some employee while we were trying to page in the background, just to see if we were getting through.
What would they say?
We'd sit there and ask questions about, you know, products and stuff to keep them on.
I'd be like, hey, what's all that noise in the background? Those kids are on the pager again. I wish that still worked.
They probably spent millions of dollars just to make sure you couldn't get in anymore. People like you.
Oh, you want to hear what Fred Meyer says now when you call him up?
What?
When you call him up?
No, I don't. I don't call, I don't have Fred Meyer near me.
No, I'm saying, do you want me to call it right now?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Ask him to transfer you to the cops to the thing.
Okay.
I doubt they will, but that'll be funny.
Yeah, let me find the one that we used to do it to. The one on Gateway. Oh no, it's gone. I can look at my old PLA issue and find it.
They demolished it.
Huh. It's gotta be in here somewhere.
You haven't noticed decoders like talking about phone sex a lot. You haven't been in there when he phone sex. He actually, it's funny because he like doesn't want to prank most of the phone sex people. He just wants to sit there and talk to them normally. Like, dude, what's the fun of it? It's not, you're not prank call. What's the point of calling it on a PLA voice bridge if you're not even going to like harass the hell out of them?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want phone sex or someone, you can do this elsewhere.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this.
Yeah.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
I was trying to get a hold of extension 1800.
There isn't an extension there.
Well, what is that extension then?
It doesn't exist.
What happened?
I can't even dial it.
It used to be on there.
Maybe years and years ago.
Oh. What did it used to be?
Nothing. Okay, can I go?
No.
Customer's in line.
Oh, well, can I have electronics, please?
Sure.
They're not allowed to talk about it. Hey, I was trying to get a hold of extension 1800. Is that how I reached this town?
1800?
Yeah, 1800.
Is that even an extension number?
I don't know. Is that the overhead? Like, what happened?
1810.
Oh, is it 1810 now?
Yeah.
Could I be transferred to that?
You want to overhead pay somebody in the store, or?
No, I'm trying to be transferred to, I'm in jewelry, I'm trying to get on overhead page, and that keeps putting me over to electronics for some reason. Is there a way I could be transferred to it?
I guess, hold on.
Okay.
Let's try this. Hello?
Hello?
No, it again, they won't let me transfer.
Oh.
Just, it's 1810.
Huh, okay, I'll try it. I'll try it again, I guess. Hey, is the security there?
Not in this department, no.
Oh. I mean, do you know their extension?
2614.
Is there anything that could be transferred to that?
Sure, 1 second.
Okay.
Lost information, this case?
Is the overhead paging thing, is that a 1810 now, or is it still 1800?
Who am I talking to?
We can't get through to it for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to manager about doing that?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Well, I guess I could, if he could help me.
Is that real cool to get on the overhead page and talk to people like that and talk dirty and stuff?
I wouldn't talk dirty.
Oh, you wouldn't? What would you say?
I would talk dirty.
Yeah, really? My friend would talk dirty.
I would.
You guys are a bunch of idiots.
Why?
You sound like you're 16 and have a lot of pimples.
Oh, man. He
does sound young, didn't you hear? This is Don. Whatever his name is.
Lost prevention. It was Chris.
It's Chris Tompkins.
Yeah, maybe.
What did you say we were?
We were idiots, I think.
You guys are idiots. You must have heard stories from the old security people.
Hey, we had to fax them a copy of the PLA issue.
That'd be funny. Just go to a random Kinko so you can't be traced.
Oh, who cares if they trace it? It happened, like, you know, 8 years ago.
To Chris. Just so you know. Now, the guy tried to transfer us. I thought we were going to get on.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Let's go to another Fred Meyer. Let's make sure it wasn't that guy was just an idiot and we couldn't do it.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Maybe he didn't know how to conference a call or something.
The last time we did this successfully was, like, late 1996, and it worked. Hold on.
1810.
Who's on my super secret line?
Get off our line. This is our line now. We took it over.
Who's on my super secret line that I scanned out?
This is my new super secret line.
This is my super secret, top secret DCI, SCI clearance, ultra paperclip moon dust.
Oh.
You guys just missed us almost getting on Fred Meyer's pager system again.
You win.
What are you doing in my super secret line?
Oh, hi, this is Beaverton?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was trying to get a hold of the extension 1800.
1800.
Was that the overhead page now? Or is it 1810?
1810.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Is there anyone I could be transferred to that? This is Donovan.
Doesn't work.
Oh, you can't transfer to the overhead?
Uh-uh.
How come?
We tried it. It doesn't work.
Oh.
Just start transfer.
Huh?
Okay. Well, could I have electronics then?
Okay.
Yeah, I stuttered a lot on that one.
Try them.
Oh, hello. This is John from the groceries. I'm trying to get on the overhead page. I reached electronics, though?
Yeah.
Is there any way it could be transferred back to the overhead? The page?
I'm dialing 1810.
Well, that's what I dialed, and I got you.
Try it again, okay?
Is there a way I could be transferred?
No, I can't transfer overhead page.
Oh. Hang
up and dial 1810.
What about the jewelry? Can I be transferred to jewelry?
Okay.
These guys are all smart.
Oh, I don't think they're right on jewelry.
There was a guy who actually tried, and he couldn't get it through.
It's not possible,
though.
Oh, hello, this is James. I'm in electronics.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to get a hold of the overhead page, but I keep getting put over here. It's still 1810.
Overhead pages, yeah, 1810.
Oh, is there a way I could be... Could I be transferred to that, maybe?
I don't think you could. Let me see. I don't think so. Let me try.
Okay.
Can we make it work with Target or Walmart?
No.
What is this?
This is Fred Meyer.
Are you there?
Yes.
You know what? I did an over 1810,
uh-huh.
But all it did was put me on the air.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's 1810.
Well,
I just did it.
Could you get on there and, like, just repeat dirty things that we say?
Oh, stop it.
Come on.
No, I got to do this. Is that everything?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, sorry. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You gotta ask them what kind of phones they have.
Yeah, I need to go out to Portland again and find out.
I'm sure that one of them could tell you what the hell the phone says on it.
Oh, we got told we were idiots from the little zip-faced Chris in security.
No, in loss prevention.
Loss prevention. This is Chris. He sounded like he was all of 15.
Loss prevention. These guys are old weaselly fuckers.
No, he was young.
No, this is a young
one. He was simply and young.
He was making fun of us for trying to get him the overhead thing.
Oh, really?
He's like, you guys are idiots, and hung up with us. He was really young. I was like, dude, this guy sounds young and pimply. Like, the kind of guy you expect your pizza delivered by.
How could he be some young fuck in loss prevention?
And he's probably the secretary for loss prevention.
They're desperate for people. Hold on.
So my name is Ivy.
Oh, hi, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, have you worked there for a long time, like 8 or 9 years?
Not that long, almost, though.
Is there anybody there that's worked there that long? Like, around you?
No, I'm up here by myself. I don't see anybody down there that's, no. Why?
I was just curious. Hey, do you know Chris in loss prevention?
Yeah.
Is he, like, a little, he's, like, 14 or something, isn't he?
14?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? Is he 14?
Yeah, 14 years old.
No.
How old is he?
I don't know. Can I help you with anything related to Fred Meyer other than personal stuff?
Can I have, jewelry?
Sure. Well, we're closed. Do you want
Else? How about, what's open?
What did you need exactly?
Remote-controlled socks.
Okay, hold on.
Would that be sporting goods?
Chris is young.
I'm the higher 14-year-old. There's some sort of laws in that state, probably.
Child labor is illegal, Fred Meyer.
Tell them they're running a sweatshop. The guy in loss prevention is no more than 11 years old.
Just transfer back to him and say, we know your secret.
We should stay over with the Social Security Administration. We just found out that he's only 9.
I don't know. This chick, Ivy, she's on the cover of Hustler. She's hot.
And she looks pretty much like any other hot chick in the world, right?
No, she actually looks a lot. She looks different from most of the girls that are in here. It's really surprising.
I don't know.
She doesn't look like a chick you'd expect to be an Hustler.
You see one boob, you've seen them all.
Well, I get it for the articles, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Well, Hustler, it's a good magazine.
They've
done to make these girls look older.
They've done stories on hackers before.
Yeah, they do stories on everything. I like the asshole of the month. That's why I buy it.
I haven't bought Hustler.
Penthouse did an article on Lords of Basketball, which was fucking cool.
Yeah, Penthouse does good articles, too.
I'm a Lords fan, sorry.
I didn't like their newest album.
Which one, Farfucker?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
The old stuff was better.
I read some,
How long does it take to transfer to footwear?
A long time.
They're probably giving us the Chris again.
There was some review of that Farstucker album in some magazine, and the whole review was, what was it? Oh, Shoring Bit.
If whoever answers, I'll tell them that I'm Chris with loss prevention.
Yeah, do that.
I'm Chris from loss prevention.
Wait, that's true.
I still think you should try to find out what kind of phones they fucking have there.
Okay.
Maybe we could figure out how it's possible to transfer us to the, intercom.
If we don't die on, of old age on, hold.
That's true. Hey, my phone call to this bridge and the three-way, it's all being done on the internet. It doesn't use phone lines.
That's cool.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, it does.
Did any of you hear from the Secret Service?
Yeah, they're actually on here right now. I three-way them in.
I
went out. I called the Situation Room and asked to be transferred to the Secret Service.
Holy shit!
I went to Starbucks.
Unmarked car is pulling up to my apartment.
Oh, here we go. Damn it.
Rejected.
Oh, yeah.
I think you call her back. I think they're just picking up to see if we're still waiting.
Hello, loss prevention.
They're probably just playing, hold music while they're sitting there listening to us.
That could be it, too.
Dakota, you can't pretend to be loss prevention. Your voice is too deep. Your balls drop.
Yeah, they have. A couple of months ago.
You have to be like, hi, this is Chris, loss prevention.
Hey, it's Chris from loss prevention. How can I help you?
No, it was even softer than that.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, damn it.
You should have called him Christina.
Gosh darn it, you interrupted me in the middle of popping that big blackhead.
Is that what he said?
He's like, you guys are idiots.
These guys don't have a star transfer button on their fucking phones. Ask them what kind of phones they have. Are they fucking Merlins or something? What the hell they got there?
My cats are, like, howling at each other.
Kick them.
Piece of shit phone.
Cat! There. I kicked them.
I used to like to throw my cats in the bathtub.
No, they claw.
What, actually, one kitten I had liked the bathtub.
You pick them up.
I threw her in there because she was bad, and I threw her in the bathtub, and she liked it. She started swimming around and shit. It's fucking funny. Her brother was sitting there, like, watching her like she was fucking crazy. Wouldn't even get near the water.
When I try to take showers, my cats, like, jump in. They don't jump in directly under the water, but they'll jump in and, like, look up at me. I'll be like, hey, fucker, go away. It's a little disnerving when you see, like, cat eyes looking up at you, buck-ass naked, trying to shower.
You should shower with a swimsuit on.
I started doing that.
I shower fully clothed instead of doing laundry.
I used to wear a bikini, but I felt nervous doing that too, so now it's just a big grandma one piece.
Really? That's fucking hot.
I know.
Is it a big grandma one piece, or do you have it like from the 1930s where it has like shorts and everything?
Oh, shorts and everything, and the little skirt that goes over the shorts.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Shower cap?
No, I like my hair clean.
Is it a long sleeve swimsuit?
No, it's pretty short sleeve. Like, it goes up to, like, my mid-arm.
Oh, okay.
I think when I hang
up. With the elbow, that's pretty good.
And I got to wear the little slippers along with them, like the ballerina-looking one.
Through a shower cap?
No, I like my hair clean, as I said.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Gateway
Fitmeyer. What could I have? Groceries.
Sure.
Right there.
Okay. There you go.
I'm being transferred to groceries.
Food.
Hello?
Yeah, food.
Hey, this is Chris from Loss Prevention.
Yeah.
Hey, are you stealing anything today?
Am I what?
Are you stealing? We just saw you on the camera. We saw you put something in your pocket.
No.
That wasn't you, because it sure looked like you.
What?
This is Chris from Loss Prevention.
Yeah.
And we saw you put something in your pocket. We're watching you on the camera right now.
Yeah?
Could you turn your pockets inside out?
I have, like, nothing in, just, like, a pen.
Are you turning them inside out, though?
Huh?
Can you pull the linings out?
I can come in there and show you.
No, I mean, you can do it right there, because I can see you from the camera.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the other one?
It's my keys.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing in my wallet right here.
Can you pull your pants down?
My what?
Pull your pants down.
No.
Hey, just for a second. It's all right. I won't tell anyone.
What? Hey, who is this?
Boy.
Why are you playing around?
Did you really turn your pockets down?
Who is this?
Did you really turn your pockets down, man?
Yeah. For real. Hey, who is it?
I don't sound like Chris, though, do I?
Oh.
Chris sounds like he's 9.
Who is this?
This is his brother, Jason.
Oh.
I just like calling up people and messing with them under his name so he gets in trouble. Because I don't like him.
Well, I thought you were for real. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, hey, is there a way I could be transferred to the front desk? I'm on medical care now.
Hi.
Huh?
It's okay, man. I thought you really meant something like that, but I was stealing something. I was like, I didn't steal nothing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, man.
Hey, is there any way I can be transferred to customer service? I'm gonna mess with that bitch now.
Let me check on my phone. Let me see.
Oh, what kind of phone do you use?
1-810 star transfer.
Actually, I don't know how.
Oh.
On this
I think it's 1-810 star transfer.
1810?
Star transfer after that, yeah.
Oh, I thought
see the star transfer button on your phone?
Huh?
Is there a star transfer button on your phone?
Well, what brand of phone is that?
Does it say?
It says Spectral Link on it.
Spectral Link? Could you read off could you read off the serial number off the bottom?
It should have a model number.
The model number and the serial number. And any codes that may be written on it.
Okay. Actually, I can't, man.
And we also need
Does it have a star transfer button on that phone? It's over in the bottom right.
It has a star button, yeah.
Alright, what you do is you press 1810 start and then hang up.
Star or start?
Yeah, start.
Start?
Yeah, start with a T at the end.
Alright, cool. Alright, hold on.
Okay. Attention shoppers.
No, wait, it's not them.
Oh.
Because the whole music would not be there.
Ah.
We'll hear a beep. It's going to be him again.
Hello?
Hello, this is Jerry from the front desk.
Hello?
Did you drop your shirt?
Did what?
Hello, sir? Sir?
Yeah? Yeah.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I was wondering, can you transfer me over to loss prevention?
I don't know how to do that right now. I'm actually busy with the customer.
Can you transfer me to zero?
Oh, hey, could you put the customer on the line? Could you hand the phone to the customer?
This is loss prevention. We think that she's stolen some baby food.
Sir, just put her on the phone. Say that we need to talk to her, please. It's important.
Talk to who?
The customer.
The customer.
Why?
Will you please put the customer on the phone? It's internal business.
The one
internal security.
The one right here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the lady.
We'll be here.
Okay.
I'm not a worker here. Why would anyone want to talk to me?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm going to have to ask you to put that back.
Hello?
Are you there, ma'am? Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah. You want to talk to her?
Yes, please.
Are you guys just playing around or what?
No,
I really need to speak to her, please.
We're for real this time.
Why?
Please, look, I really do work in a loss prevention. If you want to, you can call my extension on another phone, but I do need to speak to that lady.
I'm going to report this to my manager.
You can report it to your manager, but I do need to speak to that lady. If you want my employee...
Hello, and you guys didn't answer.
I will answer. Will you put her back on the phone? Because we thought it was still you. I apologize for that misunderstanding.
All right, well, you know, if you guys are just messing around, I will complain to my manager about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't hang up, though.
Somebody from loss prevention wants to talk to me. I don't know. Loss prevention.
Hey, let me talk.
Okay.
That's what she said. I'm sorry. I don't know. Just say hello, and if they just say hello, I will take
them. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. We saw you put that candy bar in your pocket.
Candy bar?
Yes, we saw you steal it. Turn out your pockets. We're watching you on the camera right now.
I don't have a candy bar.
In your right pocket.
My right pocket? I do not have one in my right pocket. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. We thought you put it in there on the camera.
I have the police are being called, ma'am. I've never been in the store.
You're not in the store right now?
What?
You're not in the store right now?
I know. It's a bottle return.
Yeah, that's what we're calling.
What?
There's the display of candy bars, and we thought you put one in your pocket.
A display where?
I can't see it on the camera now, because I've got the camera looking at you.
This is a joke. I'm not in the bottle. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're in a bottle?
I'm at the bottle.
Hey,
I've been here the whole time.
Oh, wait, ma'am.
Yeah.
Instead, could you tell the employee that he's not that bright and give him the phone back?
I'm sorry. I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, tell the employee that he's not very bright and hand him the phone back.
was just this really funny.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, thank you, dumbass.
Hello?
Are you going to report us to your manager now?
Yeah.
Hey, Will, you'll hear about it. We'll hold while you report it.
Dude, who is this?
Yes, go ahead and report us. Please place us on hold and have your manager come here.
Are those people who live down the block from you who don't like you?
Sir,
you're kind of a dick, so.
Sir, please go report us to your manager and please have him come to the phone immediately. You just posed a serious security risk by putting someone you did not fully identify on the phone with a customer.
Yeah, I'm going to have this call.
So are you tracing it right now with your computer?
I have this call recorded, which all calls are recorded on the telephone.
Are you pressing the trace button?
Absolutely, you can have it recorded, but can you please go get your manager for us? Or we'll be calling back asking for your manager.
What's your name, sir?
I'm going to get my manager right now.
Okay, what's your name?
Jose.
Okay, that's not your name. You lied. What's your real name?
Yeah, you kids are playing around. How'd you get this number?
Wait, what's your real name? Your name isn't Jose.
We're kids. We sound like a lot older than you, son.
No, you don't.
Okay. So, what would your name be again? Because I know it's not Jose. Just get your name. Just get the what's your real name?
It was like Chris or something like that. Or Quist, whatever his accent is. Quist. Maybe something like Quist.
Hold on one second, okay?
Okay, hold on. Give us your name.
Keep staying on the line.
Okay, give us your name. We're holding.
In 30 more seconds, they will have your phone.
Yeah, they're watching the computer monitor, and the little dot is almost from, like, the eastern part of the United States to the western.
Hello?
And now we know. Wait, listen.
Somebody on his phone, dude.
Got the boss with him.
Yeah. Saying that they lost prevention, and this guy is like, yeah, he accused me of killing something out there in the bottle. I'm like, yeah,
he probably sounds crazy.
They just hang up and pretend there's nobody there. As soon as the manager comes back, click it.
No, no, no. I want to talk to him.
Okay.
They asked me to talk to this lady because they accused her of selling candy bars. And well, for one, he won't ever talk to anybody about that. He'll always be a security guy. He said either you put on the phone.
He's yelling at them for us.
Yeah.
Shoot ass.
Like, no, I didn't steal nothing. He's accusing her of stealing something. Do you know
what number? Or are they on there right now?
Yeah, they're on there right now.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. We heard you yelling at him.
Who is it?
My name's Roy.
Uh-huh.
Mine's Derby. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good.
I have to say, I say you have to screen your employees better because he was a very large risk to security by handing us, he didn't even fully identify us, he just believed us based on the fact that we said it and handed us to a customer. Now, we could have abused that privilege quite thoroughly if we were a good, moral, upstanding citizen with, you know, a little boredom.
This is just a public service, sir.
Okay, I would suggest that you guys don't call here again.
Or what?
Hey, can I ask you a question? He said he's going to trace us. He's got a computer there and he's, like, watching the monitor and tracing us and everything. Is that for real? Did he hang up?
You guys at A&I.
What? Oh. Hello, manager, sir? I'm pretty sure he hung up.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I recorded all of that.
You probably fired that kid. I recorded all of it again.
Yeah.
Can we have Jose again?
Jose?
How long did it take him to get that name?
He's like, my name is Jose?
He's a master of social engineering. I expected him to say something like, when I said his name wasn't Jose, how'd you know?
No, it's funny. He's like, I know you guys are fake, but...